This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
I do not know of specific circumstances or details of U.S. soldiers dying as a result of efforts to find and rescue Sergeant Burka.
Fighting for Idaho.
The amount of attention on the small mountain town has led to the cancellation of their Bow is Back event.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
Fighting for you.
Summertime is definitely what we would call financially lean months.
We don't see a decrease in the numbers of people we're serving in the summer, but we do see a decrease in the amount of dollars coming in for support.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO coming up. Future Canyon County Commissioner Tom Dale with us here at the Walmart at Garrity. Miller's mission continues. And what a lineup we have today. Tom Dale and Sean Hannity. Amazing. And we're talking about Bo Bergdahl. There goes our friend Two Fly Bri. Thank you for your donation, Two Fly, to the Treasure or the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. Kevin Miller in the Morning here. Let's quickly go to Gene in Cuna at 580 KIDO. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Thank you for waiting.
Kevin, anything for you, brother? Really? Yeah, I agree with me to the core that people would come against you and call you little childish names and things for telling the truth and just telling you to go away. You know, I pray to God that you never go away, Kevin. You're one of the very, very few that I've ever heard, as far as newscasters go, that tells the truth and is not afraid to do so. And I really love you for that, my brother. I really do.
Well,
and
I love you too, Gene.
This thing with Bergdahl, yeah, he's going to be facing a lot of tough questions, a lot of tough issues. But those are here to face, and let us not forget that in this country, as I understand it, we are innocent until proven guilty. Now, these people that are saying, yeah, he should be done away with and this and that and the other, well, why are they wanting him out of the picture so badly? Okay, they say he did this, they say he did that. Now, these are proven, and you know, I spent 14 years in the military. Okay, yeah, I know about the chain of command. I know about the brig and all about stuff like that. Didn't serve any time in it, but I know about it. But still, when I spoke with you yesterday about this disinformation that our lovely government loves to dish out to us, and these alphabet companies that love to recruit young men, people are not taking that into consideration. They're not wondering, well, why did he walk away from his post? Or was he coaxed to do it? Did one of these little alphabet soup companies want to find out more about the Taliban, want to find out more about things? So they find a man that's not really happy with what he's doing. So, hey, here's something a little more glorious, a little more glamorous that you can do. How would you like to work for us? People are not taking this into consideration whatsoever. And the fact that the Bergdahls are not speaking to the press, they're not speaking to anyone, as I can tell, but, and it's that if a person is coaxed into a CIA, NSA, Interpol situation, they are in a place where they can't talk about this stuff. And if they do, they're in more danger from our own government than they are from any Taliban that could ever be out there. So these are things that I would really like these people to start looking at instead of, you know, being little two-year-old children and coming down on you and coming down on Mr. Bergdahl and saying, look, he should be done away with. Well, okay, but you must have a reason why he must be done away with.
Well, Gene, thank you for the call. I got to run, but, you know, we just had some guy drive up in a silver truck said that he and his buddies, if they see Bob Bergdahl on the street, they're going to pop him. Not pop him, but beat him up. They say, bring it on. That's how passionately they feel about this. And before we get to Jim in Middleton, we're joined by Tom Dale with us. Your thoughts, you heard that exchange moments ago.
Well, you know, Kevin, it's great to be with you here. This beautiful, wonderful.
Always optimistic, Tom Dale, yes.
You bet. Well, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Nampa and Canyon County. Sunshines and things are growing. It's springtime. And it's a long-term view that I like to take on all things. In government, you have to look at the long-term view. And right now, everybody's looking at this short-term thing about Bo Bergdahl and who he is and what he did, when I really believe the attention ought to be on the long-term effects of our president breaking the law, ignoring policies that have been established long-term, and trading five extremely dangerous terrorists for this one man. That's where the focus should be, not on the Bergdahl family.
We go to Jim in Middleton with Tom Dale and Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. First of all, to your last caller, no one should tell anybody what we should be focusing on. First of all, Kevin, the facts have been out in regards to Bo Bergdahl deserting. That's a fact. And they knew it 5 years ago. We're just finding it out now. And I'm not chastising him as being a collaborator or a traitor. We'll wait for the facts to come out. But the facts are, he left. I spoke with two Afghanistan soldiers yesterday. Everyone knew it was common knowledge that he left. That's a pure fact. And let's ask him a very important question. Why would all of these soldiers speak out now? What do they possibly hope to gain, Kevin? They could lose everything if they're wrong about this, okay? And we shouldn't judge everyone, and I certainly don't chastise you by any means. But the fact that he did leave, it was common knowledge throughout the Pentagon and the full military and all the even soldiers. I was shocked when they said, well, yeah, we already knew that. We stay in contact with our buddies in Afghanistan, Iraq, and so forth. So this is a fact, and this isn't a witch hunt, and anyone that says that he's going to hurt the Bergdahl family or Bo is wrong, and I agree with that 100%. They should not even be talking like this. But and as far as prejudging, listen, the Tea Party and conservatives get prejudged all the time, Kevin. And then lastly, when Mr. Bergdahl was at the White House, talking about his Arabic gibberish, okay, and praising Allah, one of your guests Monday said, well, he's an American. He can say what he wants. But I can't? And the rest of the folks that are speaking can't? Yes, we can. But, Kevin, I do agree. We need to keep things in perspective and the fact. The fact is that he left. And the last caller that said, well, we don't know why he left. You can't leave your post, okay? Period. End of story. I don't care if you want to go out and pick daisies or go shake hands with the Taliban. You can't do that. And that's what some folks, like myself, are upset about. And being lied to for 5 years or this information suppressed when everyone else in the military knew that this was true. But cooler heads should prevail, Kevin, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Jim, thank you. We appreciate your thoughts, and we want yours throughout the morning as we'll continue on. We're joined by future Canyon County Commissioner Tom Dale, former mayor of Nampa, and I always keep calling you Mr. Mayor. In my heart, you're always the mayor.
Oh, well, thank you. But I am looking forward to moving on to a new challenge, a new role in the local government here. I love local government, and the county is definitely local.
Indeed. You know, when we take a look at who and what we are, you know, we read about you in the papers, and sometimes we look at Tom Dale or other public people as just public figures. You, in fact, are a person. We'll have a, you know, and you have feelings and such. Could you take us through the process of running for a county commissioner? Because that was a big story that you decided to run after the mayor's race.
Well, you know, losing the mayor's race afforded an opportunity to take a look at where I'm going for the next phase of my life. I'm not ready to sit back and just be retired. That's not in the books for me right now. And I took a look at what I love to do. I talked to a career counselor, and she advised to just step back and, what do you love to do?
Now, wait a minute. Why would you need a career counselor? You've been successful in public life for many years here in Idaho.
Well, it was just a friend of a friend who said, hey, you need to go talk to this lady. Her name is Stacy. She's got some good insights that may help you in determining the next steps. And, you know, it really did, because I did take some time off. I went out in the desert and just got by myself and thought about what I really like to do, what were my skills, what am I good at, what kind of experiences have I gained over 18 years of working in city government? And it just naturally led me to say, you know what, I want to keep serving. I want to keep serving in the governmental local area.
But you put yourself out there again, which a lot of us, we have challenges, they define us, and it's very difficult to come back so soon. Your love of, was it your love of public service to do that?
I think that's part of it, but it's also just a love of the, or taking a look at what I have to offer and saying, where can I best serve? And I knocked on a few doors, and the end result was that I'll put myself out there. I knew I had a lot of supporters, knew that there are some big challenges to overcome coming back from a loss like that. But, take the chance.
What lesson would you tell people that right now, maybe they've lost their job, maybe life isn't going too well for them? You're always an optimist. What can we learn from you?
Well, there again, I say take the opportunities that are given to you. When one door closes, there's going to be another one. But you got to keep knocking. You got to keep looking. And you got to look at your heart. Where does your heart want to take you? Because that's where you're going to be the most effective, is what you love to do.
Tom Dale with us, future Canyon County Commissioner. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what you're getting yourself into. Not really peace, love, and harmony there when you're thinking about some of the big county issues, the county that you love, that you've been a part of for quite some time. You are embracing the building of a new jail. Mm-hmm. That is easier said than done. What has it been, three attempts so far?
There have been three attempts. Two of them are basically a similar kind of a proposal. You know, Kevin, I really believe that if you look at the numbers and you look statistically at where you need to be, and you, again, look at the long-term vision, what is the long-term cost of the various proposals that are out there, I think it leads you to going to the voters and saying, listen, here's the best, most cost-effective solution, and I believe that is to build a new jail. The sheriff says that's what we need to do. The state jail commission that came and took a look at the plans that are on the table right now said, I'm not sure that's a good idea. So you got to listen to your experts. You got to listen to those people out there who study this and who know what is best, and then make the best approach you can.
Again, you take a look at this at 580KIDO. You've got to convince a skeptical public that they don't want to pay any more money.
Right. Well, you look at the long term. What are you going to pay more money for? Building a short-term solution that soaks up $12 million, $15 million in construction and still leaves you with no long-term solution and extra money out every year for more personnel? Or do you take a view that says, okay, what's it going to cost 10 years? What's going to cost for 15 years? That's what you have to do, because decisions made at a city level, county level, state level need to be looked at in how they impact people down the road, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Let's talk a little bit about economic opportunities in Canyon County. We seem to be seeing folks in the Magic Valley, some in the Treasure Valley, in Ada County, getting these businesses coming in. We've talked about that when you were the mayor, now a county commissioner, soon to be. What do you do to bring in business? You know all about that.
You bet. Well, we focus on what we're good at. Again, you go with your heart. And what is Canyon County good at? We were built on agriculture. And if you look what's happening in Canyon County right now, the growth in high-tech agricultural types of operations, we have some incredible opportunities to attract manufacturing production related to agriculture. There's some great things going on in Parma that nobody really knows about. The Parma equipment, farm equipment company out there, the Post and Pole company, the expansion of the Watts and the Onion processing plant out there. That can happen countywide. As at a leadership conference up in the Boise, that the Boise Metro Chamber put on here a couple, 3 weeks ago. And I heard about the brewery. What is it? The Payette Brewing Company?
Right.
They're buying their hops from Wilder and Parma area. Well, let's put a hops producer or a hops processing plant right here in Canyon County so they don't have to send them up to Yakima to get produced or processed.
We're going to have you stand by. We've got your friend Tom Munns holding. We'll get to him. He's got some questions for you. Also, we'll talk about the fair. Is it moving? Is it staying? Kevin Miller here with Tom Dale, 580 KIDO, plus more on the Bergdahl fallout. And Sean Hannity joins us next hour live with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. It'll be an old reunion.
His mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we move along. Tom Dale with us at 580 KIDO. We go from Tom Dale to Tom Munns. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Are you there?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good morning, Tom Dale.
Good morning, Tom.
And for the second time, it's a good morning for all of us.
I know. It's a great morning in Idaho. Hey, I had a couple of thoughts. One of them is I'm interested to know Tom Dale's position on Bob Henry's position not to support the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act that basically just gives unlimited detainment and indefinite detainment for American citizens through sections 1021 and 1022. And the other one was...
Hold on.
I'm having a hard time hearing Mr.
Yeah,
Munns.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't bring any headphones for you. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, please. Quickly, Tom.
Just
Tom.
Ask him about why he thinks that Bob Henry doesn't support the NDAA, which is an edict coming down from above that gives indefinite detainment to American citizens when cities across the state are passing this resolution.
Well, all right, there we go. Thanks, Tom, for that. So we're talking about the National Defense Authorization Act. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Bob Henry, as the mayor, has his agenda. And at this point, I'm just not comfortable in commenting on that. I don't really know enough about his motivation for that. So I'm not going to question him at this point.
All right. Your thoughts on the fairgrounds. What's going to happen there?
Well, I think we need to have a collaborative discussion with all the stakeholders. There's so much conflict going on with that I think we just need to take a few steps back and really try to bring all the parties in together.
Easier said than done again.
Oh, yeah, it's easier said than done. But one of the things that I believe I was able to do in 12 years as mayor is to bring people of differing opinions together, understanding that we have a common goal but different ideas about how to reach that goal, and then come to a consensus and be able to move forward. And I believe that's what we need here is a meeting of the minds rather than viewing it as conflict.
We go to the phones. We go to Steve in Nampa at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Tom, we'll have to apologize, but we can't really go with that because we've got no headsets here. So Steve in Nampa about Bo Bergdahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to speak with you. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to chime in about the Bergdahl. I was really unaware of what the situation was with him. I grew up in a military family. I've lived on base. I've seen the lifestyle, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to serve. But at the end of the day, I was really disappointed to learn some of the circumstances around how he was captured. The reality is, and I'm doing my best to not judge him by the actions of his family and try not to take in the actions of the current administration, which are mostly dubious, in my opinion. I feel very strongly that at the end of the day, he is a deserter. Whether he's a traitor, whether he's a collaborator, whether he actually, gave aid to our enemy, that remains to be seen. And I think, the benefit of the doubt is enough to wait to find out before passing judgment. One thing that really sticks in my mind, though, is if, I don't know if you've ever seen, I'm sure you have, but these horrible videos on YouTube of people getting their heads chopped off by the Taliban, and these are some rough characters. And for him to have spent that much time with them, either he has sensitive military intelligence that they needed, or he converted. And if he converted, then more than likely I would wonder I lean more towards the traitor. I don't know, but I that's how I feel about it. Your thoughts?
All right, Steve, thank you for the call at 580KIDO. And, you know, again, I think we should withhold judgment. I'll tell you this. It's easy that, you know, the theme with you, Tom Dale, focus is easier said than done. Withholding judgment on this when you have people that have bravely served that have nothing to gain, as Jim and Middleton said earlier today, they have nothing to prove. They're losing everything by coming forward. Mm-hmm. I think that we should have known this, if these allegations are true, a lot earlier.
Well, I think you have a good point there. And again, I want to withhold judgment. We do believe in innocence until proven guilty. There's a lot of facts out there pointing one direction. But again, I come back to the actions of the president that has thrown, I believe, a lot of folks into jeopardy, because now they know that we will negotiate with terrorists. And we know the price. We know the value of one hostage. It's five high-value terrorists.
To be continued.
Yes, it will be continued.
You're listening. By the way, thank you, Tom Dale. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely, Kevin. God bless you. And, hey, folks, come on down here and give to the Valley Women's Shelter and the Lighthouse Mission. The Boise Rescue Mission is doing a great work here in the Valley, and we really need to be supporting them.
And we appreciate your support. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Miller's mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580KIDO. Don't forget, coming up next hour, Sean Hannity will join us on the phone. We'll speak with him about a variety of issues. And, you know, it's funny. When you start yapping to folks, you always try and... There are two types of interviews. There's the ones that are done very badly, and I catch myself doing them a lot, where the you don't have to laugh, Reverend Bell, or you at home, but where the interviewer just won't shut up, and you're like, dude, I want to hear what the guest has to say. So I'm doing my very best to mentally compose some really good questions that will give us an insight into Sean Hannity. I've had the blessings of knowing him since the mid-90s, and he's never forgotten me through the good times and through the bad. And most of these folks that are in the business, you know, they're okay, but Sean is a good guy, and we're looking forward to speaking with him coming up at 8:05. But he's no Canyon County Commissioner. Craig Hansen with us right now at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How's it going?
Well, you know, I never see you unless I'm in a shelter or a parking lot, so...
I'm not sure which that says about either of us.
I know. We need to get you a little closer to the mic there so we can hear you. Talk a little bit about the big issues coming up, you know, with the county, as always, this issue involving the fair that's getting a lot of headlines.
Basically, with the fair, it's just a matter of there's difference of opinion where it needs to go. The issue we had a couple weeks ago that with myself and the Caldwell Chamber is... as a paying dues member to the Caldwell Chamber, I didn't feel that it was right for nine members to make a decision to send out a political advertisement without consulting the rest of the chamber members who pay dues there. So that's how that controversy really has started.
Well, now, wait a minute. For those of us keeping up at home and don't follow the Caldwell Chamber like Game of Thrones, in your own words, because I won't seek to define what happened, tell us what happened. For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes only. Well, let's go there. I got a little bit more passionate than I should have.
Look, it's okay. I call myself a bell pepper all the time. You're among friends.
I got a little more passionate than I should have, but in describing my opinion of how the chamber was handling situations, and again, nine members of a board on the chamber that did not go out to the rest of the membership to determine the majority position of the Caldwell Chamber of Commerce members. So I went to the office to address that, and they weren't pleased with my presentation.
Were you screaming at them, I heard?
No.
Okay. So then what happened?
That's basically about it.
That doesn't sound like a really any news story, though. But
well, you know, you make news because it's politics. If this had happened in a neighborhood, this wouldn't have been a news story. But since I am a county public figure making decisions, and the Caldwell Chamber is, and Mayor Nankolas is, it became news real quick. You know, and the bottom line is, working in law enforcement for about 20 years, if I was going to do an effective report that was directly implicating multiple individuals in government leadership, for one thing, it should have been conflicted out. So as far as the professionalism of what happened with the Caldwell Police Department, they should have conflicted out to another agency, such as NAMPA or state, which is happens all the time. And also, then they never interviewed me for some reason. And usually the ultimate goal in law enforcement is that when you have a situation, you interview all parties involved and talk to them, get their side of the story, but I've never talked to any individuals in this circumstance. And fortunately, Mark Hilty has determined, which is the county, I mean the city attorney that primarily does their civil stuff, determined there was no criminal action involved, which is the case. There was no criminal action involved.
So it's safe for you to go to Caldwell?
I've been back to work every day.
Just checking.
I have no problem going back to work.
Because if you need help, we can get the Scion there, the clown car, and that's a very intimidating vehicle that we have there. I'm sure they backed out and they saw us coming.
That's true. Well, you know, I've learned a lesson.
You're agreeing that our station vehicle's a clown car. Yes, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
We like things to be interesting, and we like to be...
Never a dull moment.
No, it's not, you know. And I've gone out, and I've apologized to my, the employees. You know, it's very humbling to write a email, and I would talk to anybody that wanted to come to my, you know, come to my office, or I'd meet with them. But it's very humbling to write an email to 700-plus individuals saying, I made a mistake, and I want to move forward. I want to correct it. Try to hold my passion and my for certain issues to a lower level as far as
it's tough to do. Your passion is your biggest strength and your biggest weakness. I say that from my own experience. And the more you try to do, sometimes they don't remember that you really cared. They remember the bad things, unfortunately, and that's what happens. So, props to you for stepping up. Back to the fair issue. How do you see this playing out again? Whether it's at a new place, the old place, the Idaho Center, where do you see it's going, if anywhere?
Well, right now, with every bit of information, because when I made my determination to go along with the Fair Board's recommendation, I went back and read all the history that I could possibly find, talked with multiple individuals who had been involved over the years, Daryl Bowles being one of them, who just retiring. He's not out yet as far as a state representative, and then made a determination. And then to say that you know, they haven't vetted out certain situations. Dealing first of all with Caldwell, the fair has outgrown the operation there. Football, which is a great program for Caldwell, I support C of I football on what they're doing there. But we've been forced out of using the Simplot Stadium for the fair. The fair board has, so we don't get to use that this year, which has cut down the concerts that they were having, which was a draw factor for people to come in. So it's gone from four to two concerts. There's just multiple other things, how it's negatively affected the operation of the fair. And so nobody really wants to step up to the plate and be honest about that. Can't get that input from Caldwell. We have a joint powers agreement that states that the fairgrounds during the fair gets the full use of that entire facility, and now we're being told that we can't use it. And again, it's more a matter of let's be honest and say what's out there rather than trying to skirt the issue and be political correct and play the games that politicians like to play. And I'm not real good at those games. So I'm learning lessons in that. I'll never be dishonest, deceitful. My integrity is too important. But I want to go forward and see how we can get this done. As far as the Idaho Center, there is another report that's just been fairly well completed by Rosalie, dealing with Craig Balzer, who is the Idaho Center director. And the feasibility, that the cost is just astronomical for us to move to that site. It's less expensive for us to move to the site on 2026. So those things are all coming out. And I guess the last thing I would say, I know that former Mayor Tom Dale and County-elect Commissioner Tom Dale was on here. And the thing that I have there is he says he likes to collaborate. Well, I've got to make a statement here. And that was that in July of 2013, I was in his office with Bobby Sanchez, his assistant, and my PIO Joe Decker. I asked him specifically that time to give me a presentation from the Idaho Center, not a document that said what are the costs, what's going to be done. And maybe he was too involved in trying to get himself reelected at that point in time, but he never got that to me. And I asked him on that several times. So just putting all that out there, there's things that have got to be, that, you know, when you say you're going to collaborate, you're going to be honest, you're going to want to have all the facts.
Sure.
That's one of those facts, and I could never get that information from him. And he's the one that controlled at that point in time what Mr. Balter at the Idaho Center was able to do. So there's all those things, and it's just politics.
It is. Well, County Commissioner Hanson, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day. And, again, first, last thing I want to say is that I support the Boise Rescue Mission, everything that they're doing. That was what I originally thought I was coming on here to do, was give that support. I'm glad I had the opportunity
to
speak about those things.
Well, when you're the newsmaker, you know, you're asked about the news as well. I mean, Reverend Bill would like 4 hours about the Valley Women's and Children's, but we've got to cover the news as well. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, Reverend Roscoe, Bill Roscoe does a great job, and the Boise Rescue Mission is meeting a lot of needs, and that's the thing that needs to happen is we need to get government out of providing all these entitlement things. We need to have faith-based organizations and those 501c3s that want to really do the job to help people in need.
All right. Let's go to traffic now at 5.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, two big stories going on. Remember, we will be joined by Sean Hannity coming up next hour. Really looking forward to that. I mean, next hour is pretty big. We've got Sean Hannity, Reverend Bill. Reverend Bill's been on so much, he should co-host the show. I don't know about that. He'd probably take over the show. What was that?
I said amen.
Yes, amen. We do want to thank Airstream Adventures Northwest Boise. Also, Team Mazda Subaru and the Boise Rescue Mission for being here. I have to tell you, I've had some adventures in the parking lot, Reverend Bill, and a lot of folks, as I predicted, are very big fans of your ministries here at the Garrity, Walmart, and Franklin. And a lot of people that are at this Walmart actually listen to this program, so it's been very heartening to interact with folks.
I felt the same way, Kevin. And by the way, thanks again for being here and having us on, and thanks to your sponsors. I feel the same way. I was supposed to be out of town this week, had made plans to be out of town, but when this show came up, I decided it was more important to be here. And I think I made the right decision because I've met hundreds of people over this week already and made some new connections with folks and got to talk to them about the work of the rescue mission. So hopefully that'll result in some new support, new volunteers, donations, and all of that. Been a great week so far.
Well, and that's one thing to remember. We're here till Saturday at 6 o'clock, but we are here to raise awareness not only this week, but the summer months are the challenge for you.
They are the challenge. You know, it's historic and it's trackable that every year, starting in May and going through September, we see income take a dive. And even donations of goods take a dive. We get a few more volunteers, you know, during the summer when school gets out. Families are more likely to come down and volunteer on a Saturday or whatever. So it's a tough time to raise money. And any nonprofit will tell you that summertime is just a tough time to raise money. But we're doing okay. 56 years of service in the Valley, and God has blessed us for every one of those years. And it's because of this wonderful community, Kevin, that you rightly represent today. Giving and giving and giving, and we sure appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you and all the wonderful folks that are going on. Anything else that you'd like to share with us before we go back to Boa Palooza?
Well, I just want to say thanks again to you, to your sponsors, and to all the wonderful folks in the Treasure Valley who have sustained our work, support our work, encouraged our work, pray for us, give to us. It's just been a great 12 years for me personally being here as director of the rescue mission, and I'm sure looking forward to the next few and seeing this thing continue to serve a lot of people.
Well, and what we do want to remind everybody is they can go to any Walmart in the Treasure Valley. We'd love them to come here, but you can go to any Walmart in the Treasure Valley and donate. Here you can donate cash, but you can donate goods. You can go buy some things. You know, Jesse, our friend Jack Stewart, he's in the hospital. Hello, Jack. We hope you're doing well.
Amen.
Sally from Star. So many of the folks that have become characters and personalities on this program. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania.
Tom Dale, Craig Hansen.
Tom Dale.
Characters.
Well, yes. But we're talking about unelected folks.
Oh,
by the way, let's go to Ronnie in Caldwell. I forgot who is on at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
I'm out, dude. Hey, what's happening, guys, and Reverend Bill? I was trying to get a hold of that guy that was just there about the Caldwell Fair.
Yes.
And here's the thing, dude. I've been following that for, I don't know, probably months. And the thing that's got me so torqued about it, dude, is I'm like Caldwell's mascot. You know that. Ronnie from Caldwell, Ronnie from C-Town. I can't let my fair leave my town, dude. And the number one reason is the women in Caldwell are way hotter than the ones in Nampa, dude. And I don't want to go to a fair with a bunch of ugly chicks.
Or the ones that leave you for other chicks.
And that's a bad deal, dude. I don't want to bring that up. But so what I want to say to people is, hey, let's call the city and say, let's keep it in Caldwell. You know, that's our fair, man, and it's not gonna be fair if they take it from us.
Well, we won't do that.
And hey, how's the trailer going down there, dude? I heard you were getting rousted or something. I heard people were trying to do things to you last night and get you to come out of there. That's
yeah.
Like getting a bear to come out of his cave, man.
Well, thank you, Ronnie. You have a good day. Ronnie from Caldwell. 580-KIDO, let's get you to work at 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning coming up next. Sean Hannity and Kevin Miller. Great Americans. 580-KIDO.